on the Irvut, in the Irvut system. You can also ask questions on Kab.TV.
We're learning, and I think we already feel that our path includes two sensations or influences, positive and negative, seemingly. On the one hand, one of them comes to us as the kli, a deficiency of youth, thickness, yearning, feeling sorrow to some extent, and the other one is revelation, as light, as sweetness, and both of them need to be connected to each other, because you cannot feel one without the other. If I do not depict to myself that I'm yearning for something great, important, then I don't feel the lack for it. I don't have a kli. If I only feel the lack, then I only depict something to myself. However, I don't yet have the fulfillment for this lack, then I also don't have light. So we have to prepare ourselves for the lesson, the morning lesson especially, also both for the feeling of the lack and also the expectation for the fulfillment, feeling of the fulfillment, that I feel both joy and sorrow, and both of them sustain each other, they don't neutralize each other. In spirituality, it doesn't hinder, the right and the left do not hinder each other, but to the contrary, they both connect on the middle line, and we yearn that both of them will be used together, they'll combine together, and actually they'll give me a place for the correct spiritual perception. And this is why, when we talked about it in the past, we talked about how we overcome the suffering, the emptiness that we feel. Later on, we come to some wholeness and joy, but in truth, the correct work is when we maintain the balance, a correct connection to the middle line between these and those. If we are only in sorrow, then it's not called a kli, and if we are only in a good feeling, it's not called fulfillment. Rather, both of them have to be present in the created being, and only in the correct form between them can he work correctly and come correct closer to the Creator. As we learn in, let's say, with the guest and the host, that there has to be a feeling of a lack in the guest for whatever he wants to receive from the host, but also he should have joy that he is receiving from the host in order to bestow to the host. And then he wraps whatever he receives from the host already with Jose, reflected light, giving from him. But he's doing it only in order to bestow. So then it turns out that all of his inclinations are towards the host, both in his lack and also in his fulfillment. And he himself is filled from his role, that he's doing these things, meaning from the degree of adhesion that he discovers in such a way. And this actually is the correct state that we need to reach. And here, there are maybe a few other points that we need to scrutinize. There is also something here that is not quite clear. It may be confusing, but it's good. Through these confusions, we will reach the correct scrutiny. However, certainly try to reach a state where both the darkness and the light, that is the night and the day, the feeling of the night and the feeling of the day, and the feeling of sorrow and the feeling of joy, all of these things will come together. None of them will disappear or will be repressed, but rather try to have them complete each other. And the more we will try to put them together, completing each other. By this, we will assemble the Kli for the revelation of the Creator, so that both according to the deficiency and also according to the screen and reflected light, our degree of bestowal to Him, it will all come together. And we will understand how much what He created in us, He created it in a complete way. It was not possible to create the created being in any other way, so that He has nothing, He has no reality. The Creator creates Him truly from zero, and He gives Him all of the elements, all of the correct discernments, so that this created being will exist in wholeness, just like the Creator. This is why we shouldn't diminish the light and we shouldn't diminish the darkness, but rather try that they will live together, connect together. We need both of them. And that way we will keep the correct Kli for the revelation of the Creator. So that all of the conditions that the Creator created in nature will connect there with the correct complementation of each other. And specifically in that complementation, when they complete each other, the right and the left, and we reach the middle line, by that we discover the condition for the...
We talked about how we overcome the suffering and emptiness and then come to some wholeness and joy, but the right work is that we maintain the balance. So what's this balance?
Well, the balance begins with me reaching some good feeling, and I feel that this good feeling does not satisfy me, unless if I also awaken deficiencies, that I lack more deficiencies in order to add to that good feeling and to be in it with greater orientation, with greater connection, adhesion, understanding, discernments. Let's put it this way. What is the difference between a child being happy about something and he's laughing and he feels good versus a grown-up person when he's happy about something? The difference between them is, well, you can say in the sensation, but what is that sensation composed of? The feeling of the grown-up person is composed of many negative discernments, whereas in the child, he's just happy and it's all good out of himself. This is what we need to understand, that adding the darkness to the light in order to emphasize the light in order to make the light even greater. This is considered that we have the oil and the wick and the light, like in a candle. So we need a big candle, a lot of matter there, and a big wick, which are seemingly the negative things. And then the oil can be inside of that wick, and that way it will burn. Well, we will talk more about it. I just want to say that it's worthwhile for us to follow myself, each person, or should follow himself, monitor himself, so that he's not just yearning for craving a good feeling, but rather he wants to add to it also the darkness, the sorrow, and all of kinds of such things, searching that the good feeling would be more refined, built more out of the correct deficiency. It's hard to convey this with words. We will try to understand.
Да, дорогой Рав, как правильно присоединять тьму для усиления света?
How to correctly connect the darkness in order to increase the light?
Rabash writes about it in various places, also in these excerpts that we're going to study right now. I'm sure it will be there as well. But we need to realize that without adding the darkness, the criticism, so that the darkness shall shine as light, we cannot do anything. The Creator only brings us a tiny candle. And from that tiny candle, we need to build truly a very great light that will shine in the whole of reality. And this comes through the magnification, amplification of the Kli, so that our will to receive that was created precisely in the opposite form from that great light that created it, the will to receive. So, we have to position them one opposite the other, not that one will turn off the other, God forbid, not to just want this or that, but rather the middle line, to be concerned that both the wick and the oil and the light out of them, they will work together. To be concerned about it, that we can join all of the problems and questions and failures and limitations so that we will join all of them to our work in a serious way with our eyes open. And all of that together with the friends, with the study, the workshops, all of this will become one complex. One thing, the light and the darkness, so that there would be no difference between them. To the contrary, we will position them in such a way that the form of the darkness will increase the light, amplify the light. And we have the same thing in technology, also in our world. Also in our world, in all kinds of systems where we need resistance, collision, and then we get from the light. So from the light we get only the Creator's desire to bestow to the created beings. And I, according to my Kli, I'm already impressed by it out of my Kli, within my desire. And this is what I call light, the upper light. You know what it's like? Well, I don't know, but from technology, when we build our computers, our devices, sorry, with a high entry impedance, high resistance at the entrance, so that the signal that enters into this device won't just enter into the device more than whatever is allowed, whatever amount gives it information. But besides giving it just the information, the device doesn't get from this input signal, it doesn't receive its amplitude, its power, but rather it generates the power by itself. So it turns out that from the light, we only get its bestowal, only its example of bestowal, but we by ourselves generate such responses of bestowal to it, so that by that we truly bestow to the Creator. And this is considered for us as our light, our inner light. Well, I don't have other words, but we will advance towards it. I feel that this is already, that we will be able to talk about that soon. Let's put it aside.
Well,
buongiorno. Rab, tu prima hai menzionato uno strumento, no? Io ti faccio un esempio, perché sono musicista. È la stessa cosa che accade.
Rab, you mentioned before the device, and I want to give an example as a musician. Similar thing happens in a musical instrument, which is, it could be perfect, but if we don't tune it to the right frequency, we can't play it. So is it the balance that we need to find between the two states you're talking about? The question is, this state of balance between the two states, do I need to find it alone or with the 10?
No, in the 10, otherwise you cannot express yourself. You prepare the kli or the instrument so that you can play together with the 10, and without tuning this instrument towards the 10, well, you cannot then tune it, because how is it considered that it is tuned? By the fact that it is in the right connection with the 10. So then together with the 10, you can put together your hearts into one heart, like in a band, in a good band, or orchestra, and out of that the right tune, the right melody will come towards the Creator. Spain one.
Shalom Rab, shalom queridos amigos. La oscuridad y la luz son.
Hello Rab.
¿Cómo podemos unirlos?
The darkness and light are opposite states. How can we lift them, raise them?
Ani matkil lirot.
I start to see, well, take it slowly. I start to see that in the feeling of the light, happiness, connection, it's not enough for me. I want to add to it a little bit of sorrow, a little bit of a lack, something that out of that I reach the connection. Out of the sorrow I come to the joy, and then I feel more the light, the sweetness. It is always so, even for us. Each and everything that we feel, there's something lacking there from the pain, a little bit. Even in the greatest and best things, in each and everything, there has to be some participation of a deficiency, sorrow, some inclination, well, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of pain, something. And then the joy will grow by that. This is how we are built, because all in all, we have to reach the maximum pleasure, and we cannot feel it without having sorrow inside, because we're not the Creator who only has light, the upper light without a kli, but rather we are built by the upper light as a kli. Therefore, according to the impression in the kli, we can feel the upper light inside of it. PT6.
Even before balance, the instinctive response is to push away the darkness. How to not push away the darkness and not diminish it?
Well, not precisely. It's like when you begin to eat something, you feel that you need some salt. How come you lack salt? Tell me. Or pepper. Or a few other spices, maybe. Tell me, what is the difference between all of the different chefs and the different dishes, if not specifically in those additions, in the spices that they add to these foundations of the food, these elements, the ingredients. You don't feel it yet, but soon you will feel it. This is why I'm starting to talk about it now, that as we begin to come closer to connection in the group and connection with the Creator, we will start to feel how much here we are lacking the participation of pain, sorrow, so that it will be inside and it will join with the happiness and the wholeness, and it specifically will elevate, will increase the joy and wholeness.
Is pain and sorrow awaken on their own, or we have to add this kind of spice?
No, we have to awaken them. We will feel that we lack them. We lack them. Just like you say, well, here I need to have a bit of pepper, here I'm missing some salt. You'll feel this way, you see. It's very important, because these flavors from the pepper and the salt, they are called suffering. Those are the sufferings. And they bring us the flavors, as we say, the flavors of Torah, the flavors of light, most importantly. Well, for the time being, we are in such states where we're like babies. We just want to feel good, and that's it. But later on, as we grow up, we need to add a deficiency flavors to the dishes. Otherwise, it won't be tasty. These are indications in our life that and we will need those in spirituality as well. It will come. I'm speaking this way about the near coming future. Tel Aviv 1.
You said in other times that we don't need to look for the bad.
It's not the bad. When I'm relating to the deficiency that I lack something, when I relate to the sorrow that I'm lacking it, I don't relate to it as bad. I relate to it as a good ingredient. Without it, I cannot feel. I cannot increase the good feeling. There is no good without bad. There is no bad without good. Truly. It's just a balance between them on the middle line.
Again, if possible, if a part of the 10 feels distant in prayer, and another part feels joy and gratitude, how do we now connect that between us? Because sometimes the gap seems very big, too big.
Well, this is a different question. We, therefore, need to relate to the 10 as to a single complex. And it's not one part and another part, but rather try to connect these two states together. Talk about it. Try not to persuade each other, but rather try to connect these inclinations, those towards joy and the others towards sorrow together. And in what way can you make out of them a bouquet? A bouquet. Then you will see that it's impossible to have one without the other. And what you feel is actually the preparation.
Rav, about working in the 10, usually there are friends in the 10 who are very inspired by the work and the connection, and others are in sorrow because they don't succeed. It's a question from the 10. Is there room in the 10 for both, or that on the outside, every one of the friend always has to project the day?
I don't understand. All in all, we go through all kinds of different states. Like the Sfirot, in the 10 Sfirot. In some Sfirot, there is now darkness. In other Sfirot, there is now light. There is the light of Chassadim, the light of Chochmah. There are all kinds of different forms. The 10 Sfirot include all the possible states. And therefore, from the Keter that is seemingly full of light and down to and all the way to Malchut that is full of darkness, and in the middle all the other spherot, which are in order to connect the light, the abstract light with the abstract darkness, and to bring them in such way through the work between them so that the darkness will shine as light.
So this is the question on the practical level. Sometimes friends are in sorrow that they can't connect, that they feel this way, they're discouraged, and other friends are inspired and happy.
So those friends who are frustrated that they cannot connect, they carry within them a great desire that is seemingly unrealized, but they have a great deficiency. Opposite them, we have friends who specifically are inspired and they feel excitement. So we need to connect them gently together so that you have such and you have such, and both of them get these states from the Creator, and then turn with a common prayer. Try that. The prayers are also from all the way from gratitude and requests, and you have joy there, and you have crying in all of the different prayers. And therefore, all in all, when we go through these states together, when we want to support each other, and we understand that no one is redundant, and we just need to have the excitement from the individual state that is in each and every one. And if we raise this excitement to the Creator, this is a complete prayer. And in that prayer, certainly there would be those who cry, and certainly there would be those who are happy, and you will have some in the middle who hardly feel any lack, and you will have such that out of their inspiration and the feeling of their desire, they would seemingly lose themselves. You'll have everything there.
Just another clarification. Sometimes there are states in the 10 where friends come and say, don't show me that you're lacking anything. Always show me inspiration from connection. And so people are with sorrow and so on, and they're being told, act out, don't show me the bad side, always inspire me. So is there room to say that to the friends or not?
Well, it all depends on the state of the group. There is a group that needs to be shown that it is out, it's in a great descent. There is a group that in general should be shown that it is in an ascent. And there is one that feels itself broken in all kinds of different states, this way, that way, you have all kinds. But the most important thing we have to realize is that through the correct complementation, when we don't coerce anyone of the friends, but through the correct complementation, a gentle one, we reach a complete kli. And in the complete kli, you have everything. Everything. You see? It is truly like if you make some dish. So you have there all kinds of different spices, and they all cook together, and they mix up, and they become ready to for something. So this is how it is in the group. We will work on it, but I'm happy that you're getting it.
Buongiorno Rav. E se lavoriamo correttamente in questo mescolamento, entriamo in un'accelerazione verso la correzione?
If we work correctly and we will enter quickly into this correction, into this acceleration process?
The advancement in the group is according to how much they can feel that they complete each other. Each one has his own form, his own spiritual form. And the most important thing is that in guarding the spiritual form of each one, we feel how much it completes each and every one. That's it.
Peter Free.
Peter Free.
Когда появляется этот перчик между нами, вот эти искры проскакивают, первая реакция привычная такая, психологическая. Как-то уладить.
When the pepper, this spice, appears between us, this spark, so there's the initial psychological response to level things, sweep under the carpet, not work on it. How do you find the strength to respond correctly?
Well, if you're aimed towards the goal, and you constantly want to make the goal greater, you constantly want to meet and intermingle in the goal, and all the disturbances you have between you, you will see how much they all actually come from the goal to you. From your complete state, you're receiving all kinds of individual, particular states that are incomplete. And if you yearn in return for the goal, for that source from which you're getting, each one of you, of the 10, is getting all kinds of changes and disturbances. If you're aiming towards that place, if you want to connect and meet there, then you see that from there, you're aimed there, and this is where you have to reach, and then there is no problem with all of these disturbances. This is clear, right? I hope that I'm speaking clearly.
Товарищ попросил задать вопрос. Должны ли мы добавлять перец и соль намеренно?
Friend asked, do we need to add pepper and salt in intention?
No, we don't have to dictate to the Creator what He needs to do. More salt, more pepper, because you cannot add. And if you are going to do something artificial, as if then you're just spoiling things, you just have to bring about connection up to discovering the essence of the Creator inside the connection, so that the connection between you will appear to you as the Creator that you want to attain. You build Him out of the connection between you. So much so that you will feel, what else do we need to add? A little bit more pepper, a little bit more salt, some temperature, warmth. What other qualities do we need to add to integrate with or add so that all in all we get between us the form of our Creator? That's it. This apparently is the one who created us, that which is abstract from any good or any bad, and is only bestowing upon us, influencing us to advance us to that state where adhesion is the goal and not all kinds of sensations in the middle, so that the joy will come out of the fact that we are discovering Him, connecting to Him, and not from any other discernment. That is, not from the will to receive. Even though we use the will to receive to the fullest.
Да, в продолжении Рабаш пишет, что мы должны пробуждать и быть на страже днем и ночью, чтобы пробудить.
Yeah, following that, Rabash writes that we need to awaken and stand guard day and night to awaken love in the friends. How to understand that, to awaken love in the friend's heart?
I need to try to bring the 10, all the conditions, the necessary conditions, required conditions, in order to awaken the heart of the friends towards love. What else is lacking in the 10 so that the friends will start to get excited towards such a connection called love? Love means that each one feels or wants to feel the desire of the other. That is called love. Maybe in our world it's not this way, because I can feel the other's desire without a relation to an emotional attitude towards him, but in spirituality it's all emotional. So if I try to fulfill the desire of the other, that is to be in the place of the friend instead of him, in order to help him, in order to help him reach a connection with the others, and in order to help him so that in the connection with the others he will already be ready, adapted for the revelation of the Creator, that is called love. How is the love of the mother to the baby expressed? By the fact that she's willing to help him and do everything instead of him. This is how we are in the group.
But
in my attitude is important or not, or I'm just doing actions and it doesn't matter how much I love the friend.
Specifically by this, you reveal how much you love them. The fact that we have to reach, according to the commandment of love thy friend as thyself, this means that I need to feel myself as responsible for bringing the friend to adhesion with the Creator. By this, my love to him is expressed. Just like a mother who loves her baby, she wants to raise him so that he will be big, he will be healthy, smart, he will be more and more and more than everyone. This is called love, and this is how we should try to help each and every friend, well, at least for my 10, so that he will grow so much as so as to be with in adhesion. In adhesion with the Creator. But for us, it always ends up being the opposite. As much as I labor in aiming all of these actions towards the 10, I get it in return.
What you receive from the 10, you're receiving from the Creator through the 10. From the Creator. So, let's say now you hear that you're receiving it from the Creator, then what will be your response? Tell me.
Well, I try to specifically, as much as I can, in that state which I receive as night, I try to somehow exert in whatever way I can.
You receive from the 10 a negative response?
Тут трудно сказать, потому что да, бывает, что очень трудно сделать какое-то.
Well, it's hard to say because sometimes it's very difficult to take a step forward in the direction of the 10.
When you bestow to the group and try to advance it to the Creator, and you receive a certain response from them, then you need to respond to the Creator, and then you begin to do that how? By further connecting them and wanting to advance them to the Creator. And then this way, through the 10, you begin to speak to the Creator. You'll begin to feel that this is not a 10, but rather a device through which you have a connection with the Creator, because through that device, you are working towards them and the Creator, and then towards Keter, Malchut and Keter. So with the Creator, you are constantly in this kind of communication through the 10. Try to see how you're able to start communicating with the Creator, and all the friends become like a communication device. Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Вчера у нас была встреча 10-го.
Yesterday, we had a meeting of the tents of the Kavkaz, and there was a feeling that the friends are dissolving in each other, what should we do in order to deepen the connection between us, the connections between us?
I don't know. You'll have to see how you can do it. I think the main thing is you need to be in the morning listen, and then in the middle of the day or at night, you have to talk about how the day went by and how you realize what you heard in the morning lesson and the connection between you. The main thing for us is to achieve connection to the point that we discover the Creator, and then the Creator begins to work with us and attract us to go after Him. And so being all together in the morning lesson, and then after that, during the day or in the evening, talk about how the day went by with regards to the lesson. What did you manage to realize or not? How it went through?
Safon 2.
Safon 2.
Rav, what it would be the right synchronization that would also advance us in the work in the tent?
Everyone understands that the strengthening, the general connection, as much as it seems different in everyone's vessel, but this is our regular work. We come to a form of connection we call the Creator.
Sì, Rab, cos'è che determina questo spostamento dal sentire in forma privata alla forma completa?
What determines the transition from the individual personal feeling to the complete form?
That I become integrated with the friends and I want to support them and I care about them, and only by pushing them literally to the direction of connection and the Creator that will appear in them, in that I see their realization of my role.
Spain 2.
Spain 2.
La pregunta es, si la pena nos lleva al esfuerzo, ¿por qué se le llama necio al que pierde lo que le fue dado? ¿Acaso él no siente pena por la pérdida?
My question is, if the sorrow leads to the labor, why do you call someone who lost everything he has a fool? Doesn't he feel the sorrow for losing it?
אין לי מה להגיד.
I don't have anything to say. What do you call a fool? A fool is one who doesn't feel where he is. That's very undesirable. We need to always be in states where it's clear to us. What do we receive from whom? How do we respond through the 10 that will have a tight connection through the 10 to the Creator? Latin 3.
Rav, ¿qué relación tiene el aviud del despertar de abajo y el despertar de arriba?
Rav, what is the connection between the thickness of the awakening from below and the awakening from above?
The connection is a special connection. If it is an awakening from below, it's from the group to the Creator. If it is from above, it's from the Creator to the group. And then each and everyone in the group can feel it personally. But in order to identify what we receive from the Creator, we have to connect between us and then see what did we receive. Otherwise, we have no connection, communication with the Creator if we're not connected between us. So to bestow to the Creator, we have to be connected. To receive from the Creator, we have to be connected. we have to always renew the connection between us. We can't maintain the connection between us for eternity. We have to renew it each time more and more and more, every time. Oh, how many questions? 33.
Todara, question from a friend. We define sorrow as a bad condition, but in the article it refers to labor. Can you define sorrow more?
אבל במאמר מתייחסים לזה כלעבודה. איך אתה מגדיר בעצם מהו צער?
זה שאני מרגיש את הכלים שלי.
The fact that I feel my vessels empty. They're empty, but I'm happy about this feeling because it awakens me to work, and then my sorrow becomes joy, and the darkness that I don't feel, where I don't feel in my vessels some revelation, some light, this darkness becomes light for me. Why? Because now I have a yearning to the Creator, and the yearning to the Creator is actually my light. It's not the light that I had before, as I wanted to know and fulfill myself. Now the light to me is a light of bestowing to the Creator. So I see that through the darkness and sorrow that I receive from the Creator, I can turn my vessels from vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal. And from the darkness and emptiness to light and fulfillment. And it all depends only on my attitude. Listen to this again afterwards. I'm only hearing half of your sentences.
How do we not hinder the Creator in His work?
When I try to be in connection with Him through the Ten, that is the line of communication that I want to maintain. And by that, I'm not hindering Him. PT 5, last one, PT 5.
Rav, how can we strengthen the connection between us and then between us and the Creator? How do we strengthen it?
Tell yourself at least 10 times a day that without connecting with the friends, you're not connecting to the Creator. That's it. That's the communication device. What can you do?
And the meaning of a stronger connection is to increase the frequency in which I come back to look for that connection, or
until it becomes constant, permanent connection. And it will always vary and change, but the frequency.
Of being the Kli.
Can I ask one more question, Rav?
Yeah.
What does it mean that the ten is a line and the humanity is a circle?
Because humanity doesn't have good or bad or discernments or tzimtzum or reflected light. They have no will to bestow. They have no connection to Binah. Just a bit of Malchut in such a form that it's not Pchina Dalit. It's like the previous Pchinot. That's why they're suffering and they feel everything, but they feel it on the degree of the still vegetative and animate. We feel the sorrow on the speaking degree, which is deeper, and also along with that, more purposeful, because Pchinat Dalet is already connected to Ketel. That's why humanity on that, it's in circles that aren't complete. It's circles. That's why it's hard for them to understand the direction, the development, spiritual. It's things that aren't in them yet. in order to aim them or push them ahead. And only we need to organize for them this correction. That's why the connection between us and humanity, it's like the connection between the kav, the line, and the igulim, the circles. We will have to fill them, but they are very big vessels. They are vessels a few more and more and more times bigger than us. But because of that, we can organize them and fill them and correct them because we bring them the light from the kav, from the line. And when they organize with our bestowal, with our dissemination, they become belonging to the kav. And they can receive from us actions and relate themselves to the line. And then we get deficiencies from them and we can raise them as man and receive lights back for them, mad, and fill them. And us and those corrections, we don't fill ourselves. All we do is correct ourselves to be a line which is more and more complex, like a tree, and fill the vessels of the circles that grow on our branches like fruit on trees. And they remain. Receive these two discernments from Keter.
The last sentence you said was that the vessels are very big. What does it mean? What is a big vessel or a small one? How is that?
According to feeling of the emptiness, of the desire, of the lack of correction. It's not according to a desire just like that. Just a desire isn't a kli. A kli in spirituality is yearning for dvikut, for adhesion, that I know what I'm going towards, what I want, who I'm receiving from, what I'm receiving. That's all called the finishing, the completion of the kli. Also, that is through many actions, like we're doing now. All of our groups are gradually preparing their deficiencies in such a way that it will resemble the Creator, and He can answer that deficiency and give exactly what you're asking for. That's called make your desire as His desire. That from this, He will make His desires yours. So we have to reach that state that the Creator wants to give us. And then He will.
Can I build coarseness, or do I get it naturally?
You build the right of viut in the group. In the group yearning to the Creator. More and more from this, we enter the understanding as much as our work has to be aimed towards the Creator, but through the Ten, because without the right connection between us, we
Кав наполняет линия наполняет круг и десятка
наполняет мир. The line fills the circle, and the tens fill the world. Is it thanks to that?
Here you can see that there must be a connection between the Kav, which is each and every group of ours, to the circles, which is people that are. PT 25, please.
Rav, one more question about the circles. If I understand correctly, maybe I'm wrong. Aren't the circles these vessels of reception that were banned from receiving?
No. Circles are vessels that are before Tzimtzum Alef, before the first restriction. It's desires to receive that the Creator created in root 1, 2, 3, 4, there's no lack in spirituality, and the circles, these vessels exist. Then comes the feeling of reception in the circles, and a restriction that was in one equality because it was still in the circles, and from here on the line starts, meaning an attitude between the created being to the creator. But the previous vessels, there's no lack in spirituality, they remain. When will there be Gmar Tikkun? We count it according to as much as we can fill the circles.
So we feel, it's as if we compare the circles to the authority, so what is it, to humanity. So we feel humanity before the restriction? It's in the Insof humanity? It's not under the restriction? The way I understand, the way this order is given.
Humanity, on one hand, is below the Tzimtzum. On the other hand, we can say that it is in the circles. Otherwise, how would we exist? Also circles and also lines work on us. The lines, the yosher, is working on us in a very small, delicate way. And the circles, we're in it. Without this, we can't exist. That I live without any connection to the emanator. That's called that I feed from the circles. That I feed from the klipot. The klipot are fed from the igulim. We'll talk about it. It's not simple. We need to see the complete picture. It'll gradually be revealed. What, Michael?
What's the key to turn from being fed from the circles to become fed from the connection with the emanator?
To be with the Masach. That's why there's a part of the people that belong to the Yosher, that they can be in Yosher, and they get a deficiency from Yosher, and they reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they start building for themselves on their will to receive Tzimtzum Masach or Chozer to become Yosher. Because everything is a desire, or desires of Igulim or Yosher. There's no other creations. Now, the desire in the circle is still vegetative, animate, or all the people that are also part of the animate, it's all circles. Circles, and there's no other attitude between them. It's all in the circles. And there's a small part of humanity that can be in Yosher, gets an awakening, gets a education, studies. The Creator organizes them in tens. They try to put groups together, Masach or Chozer, and so on, and they become Yosher. Then, according to the way they want to be in Yosher, so the general system is organized, which is shattered, and starts becoming a fulfillment of the circles start by the vessels of the lines. The lines are called Israel because they're aimed, the Yasharkel, to be in mutuality with the Creator, and they have a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive the upper light and pass it to the vessels of the circles, to all of humanity, to all the Kli of Adam Rishon, that is called the soul of Adam Rishon, and they engage in that. And we are exactly in a stage, a historical stage that this work is starting to actually happen in practice. And before that, it was only a preparation. We are the first.
Britain.
Bala Sulam writes that no one will work less than what needed for society. Except for connection in the ten, is there anything else that a friend has to do for this purpose?
No, everything is expressed in the ten, and from the ten, there, it's dissemination to a more external shape, that the ten itself doesn't have to exist there. It only exists in order to make the line, as we've learned, from the Creator to the external ones, the ones who cannot organize, who cannot feel themselves, they can't connect to the Creator. That's why, that's how the work is in the ten and with the Creator and the public. The truth is, the fact that we connect between ourselves in the ten is not enough yet. We have to connect to the Creator. But the truth is, the connection to the Creator also can't happen unless we connect to the external public. Because the reason you exist is to bring deficiencies from the public to the Creator. What you bring from yourself is only the force of bestowal, the force of Bina. What you bring from the external public is the force of reception, Malchut. And these two forces you raise to the Creator, and the Creator gives you the strength, bigger strength for Bina, and light to correct the Malchut and to fill it. And that's our work. One.
Да, дорогой Рав, в этой работе, что мы партнеры Творцу, вот мы, в принципе, должны будем исправить.
Yes, dear love, in this work that we're the partners of the Creator, we actually need to correct those external circles, or we just need them in order to put them under Erev Masach, and they can live however they want.
We have to receive deficiencies from these vessels, external vessels, thus the round vessels. We must bestow upon them and bring them as close as possible to be partners of ours, even passively. And then to that extent, we raise their deficiencies through our deficiency to the Creator. Like man, when you raise it from the Achap through Galgal Ta'anayim to Keter, to the Creator, and from there we receive the fulfillment, the force that corrects their desires. By that we also correct our desires, Galgal Ta'anayim, that are capable of giving them. This is, we can say, it's like a woman bearing children, so she has milk. She has these abilities to take care for her baby. That's how we too are starting to get this feeling of it with respect to these external vessels. And that's the entire humanity. It's millions of people, billions of people. That's how we should see our state, our role. And by that they connect to us as much as they can, enter their vessels of Adam HaRishon according to the role in this system of Adam HaRishon. But each of them has, it's not just like that. Everyone has his own place, his own role in this complete system. And if he's not in his place according to his duty, the system won't become whole. That's why it's not just like that. We get some deficiencies from them, we fill them, we throw them away. No! Everyone goes into an order. Everyone is in place according to the predetermined state. It was determined in creation to begin with. All we do is push these things to organize them as much as each and everyone can be connected to the Creator. And each and every person in the world, doesn't matter his color, who he is, what he is, we're talking about the souls. Each and every soul will discover its connection to the rest of the souls and the Creator. And everyone shall know me, from the smallest to the biggest. And my house, meaning this whole big kli, will be called the house of prayer to all nations.
Let's
move on. Number 11. From the peace in the world. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective. Between the individual and the collective that the individual lives and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there's some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
No
questions, right? Oh, Tel Aviv 10, yes.
Rabash is speaking about a third world war and atom bombs, and afterwards the ones who will remain. How will they be chosen? According to what values?
This is something I don't know. I'm speaking seriously, and I don't want to know about it. I know that it's not upon me to yearn to avoid an atom bomb, an atom war, atomic war, but to reach the correction of the world. That's what I think, that's what I should develop in me each and every day, a feeling of responsibility. I'm responsible for the correction of the world. That's it. That's not about the punishments or these atomic wars, nuclear wars. I don't take that into consideration. I have to reach the correction of the world, meaning that the whole world will reach correction. That's the way all the
waited for the red light.
I don't know, well, you should wait some more.
What's the advice for the individual to find his place like the wheel serving the general machine?
To start disseminating as much as you can to the broad public. That's my advice. Well, maybe the last one, 12?
12 from Peace in the World. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective, and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Again,
12. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Yes, what did you want to ask?
You were speaking about the responsibility of the whole world.
Yes.
And even though I'm studying with all my friends and tents from around the world, it feels huge. It's like, how can you even approach it every time?
You have to. You have to. I'll tell you even more than that. Imagine to yourself the world being a sphere, and each and every one of us has a special desire that's called the root of the neshama, of the soul. We've received this as an awakening to a connection with the Creator. So you have to connect to the Creator with your desire, or personal desire, so that through it, you'll fill the entire globe, all of humanity, with the upper light. That's how each and every one is. Each and every one of the people of the world has to perform this role. Meaning through him, through the root of his soul, to develop a connection with the Creator on the one hand, through the ten, and with the entire humanity through his ten, also, in order to pass the upper light through him, through his ten, to humanity. And everyone is. Doesn't matter if he's part of Nebuch or doesn't belong to anyone. That's how each and everyone will have to do it. With or without his awareness. But he'll have to do it. There are many steps to it, many degrees. And we're gonna have to acknowledge this. Yes. Well, what can you do? That's our way. It is difficult. However,